Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 127.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask the members and visitors in the gallery to please stand for the prayer. Remain standing for the pledge. Representative Arp.
Thank you. Members, if you would like to join with me, please feel free. Dear Heavenly Father, though your mercies we are not consumed because your compassions fail not. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And so as we come into your presence today, we thank you for the countless blessings you've brought upon our lives. And yet we remember so many who are struggling in the Bahamas, in the Carolinas, across these states who've lost so much. As we enter into this busy week, please grant us patience and allow us each to show each other grace. For the elections that are going on across the state today, may your will be done for whichever candidate may take office. We pray that we're thankful that we have the privilege to serve you in leadership. And we never should take that lightly. But always remember that we're under the authority of your direction and guidance. And is it with that humbleness and thankfulness that we come into your presence today, asking for wisdom and guidance in these weighty measures that you've called us to be a part of. For it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves the journal for September 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Notices or announcements? Members, the chair intends, the House is going to go into recess to 4:30, but does not anticipate any votes this afternoon. That would be just for administrative matters, and then this afternoon we'll adjourn to 8:30 tomorrow morning. So any notices or announcements? If not, subject to the standard stipulations of Rule 15.1, the chair declares that the House shall stand in recess until 4:30 this afternoon.
House will come to order. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Destin Hall and Lewis, House Bill 1020, a bill to be entitled Act to Comply with Order of the Court in 18 CVS 014001, Wake County.
The bills refer to the Committee on Redistricting and, if favorable, the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Johnson, Lambeth, Sane, Art, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, and McGrady are recognized to send forward a committee report from the Committee on Appropriations. The clerk will read.
Representatives Johnson, Lambert, Sane, Arp, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, McGrady, Appropriations Committee Report, Senate Bill 429, Utilities, Water, Wastewater Consumption, Favored House Committee Substitute, Unfavored Original Bill, and Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed upon the unfavorable calendar. Members, the chair could have your attention. It will be the chair's desire to strike the referral to the Committee on Rules and place this bill upon the House calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for tomorrow. Is there objection to striking the referral to Rules? Seeing none, the referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operation of the House is stricken. Pursuant to Rule 36B, the bill is placed upon the calendar for tomorrow. Clerk may continue.
Senate Bill 118, PED Safekeeper Health Care Cost Recovery Practices, Favorable House Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The Senate Committee Substitute is placed upon the unfavorable calendar. Members, it will be the Chair's intent to strike the serial referral to Rules on this bill and pursuant to Rule 36B to place this bill upon the calendar for vote tomorrow. Is there objection to that? Seeing none, so ordered, the referral to Rules is stricken, and pursuant to Rule 36B, the committee substitute is calendared for tomorrow, whatever tomorrow's date is. Notices and announcements. The clerk is recognized for an announcement.
The House Committee on Redistricting Committee meet continues at 5 p.m.
Further notices or announcements? What purpose does the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, arise?
To make an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor, may make an announcement.
The House Finance Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the morning at 12:28.
Further notices, further announcements? The gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 11th at 8:30 a.m., pursuant and subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Hurley, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 11th at 8:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those favoring the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopt the report of the conferees for Senate Bill 553, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to provide further regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Thank you.